The election in Britain next month will be the first since the UK left the European Union. Brexit was meant to give the UK greater control over immigration policies, especially when it comes to undocumented immigration, what's referred to as irregular migration. But politicians say little has changed, as Villa Marx reports.
With only weeks to go until Britain's election, the two major parties, Conservative and Labour, are focused on tax policy and the economy. But for voters, immigration remains a major concern, especially irregular immigration.
Five people, including a child, have died attempting to cross the sea from...
Prompted by powerful pictures of thousands of people making dangerous boat crossings from France, with the drownings that followed. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's solution to stop those boat crossings was a plan to deport irregular migrants to Rwanda in East Africa for their asylum claims to be processed there. After 2 years of trying and hundreds of millions of dollars spent, multiple court decisions have blocked the policy as unlawful, and no flights to Rwanda have taken off yet. One celebrated cheerleader of Brexit, Nigel Farage, whose Reform Party is now close to Sunak's Conservatives in recent polls, also supports the Rwanda policy.
We should deport people who come to Britain illegally, and we used to. It's quite interesting. I mean, the last year of the Labour government, we deported 45,000 people. Now, we're lucky if we deport more than 5 or 6,000 people. Once people know that if they come to Britain illegally, they absolutely will not be allowed to stay, they will stop coming.
Political opponents say Farage refuses to acknowledge publicly the problem is, at least in part, rooted in Brexit. But he's not alone. Recently, a reporter for British television asked Britain's Foreign Secretary David Cameron, a former Prime Minister himself, whether he would have pushed for Sunak's Rwanda plan to apply to those arriving from France to a coastal county called Kent.
We'd had a totally different situation because we had a situation where you could return people directly to France. I'd love that situation to be the case again. That's the most sensible thing. People land on a beach in Kent, you take them straight back to France, you therefore break the model of the people's budget.
So shouldn't you be trying to get that?
Well, that's not available at the moment. It's simply not possible.
Because of Brexit?
Well, because of the situation we're in.
Before Brexit, Britain's membership of the European Union allowed for asylum seekers to be returned to other EU countries they'd travelled from, like France. That's what Cameron was talking about, says Peter Walsh from the Migration Observatory, a research centre at Oxford University.
It's called the Dublin system, and its principal aim is to prevent asylum shopping, so asylum seekers picking and choosing the destination country, and that provided a mechanism for us to return asylum seekers to the European continent. But when we left the EU, we also left that system.
Walsh says recreating a similar system has proven difficult, with Britain outside Europe and the Europeans not inclined to help. Britain's island status also makes patrolling its borders paradoxically more complicated, since pushing migrant arrivals back at sea is considered too dangerous. Brexit caused other problems. It made it much harder for Europeans to move to Britain for work and vice versa. So now many more non-Europeans have arrived with work permits to fill job vacancies.
People who think migration is a really important issue has increased in the last year because, as you're familiar with British politics, there's been a huge debate about the asylum system, and also we are at record numbers in terms of immigration.
Marina Fernandez-Reino researches public attitudes on this topic and says anger over this issue has subsided substantially since Brexit.
Immigration attitudes were really negative, so there were very restrictionist views, and at the same time, immigration was a really important topic for many people in the country. But over the past 8-7 years, immigration attitudes have softened.
Fernandez-Reino also says politicians rarely sway people's opinions over immigration, since often those are very fixed. But they can mobilise people with opinions, and during election periods, that can prove very powerful. For NPR News, I'm Villa Marx in London.